Now, when you think about Vivid Festival, it's usually the outdoor lights that garner so much attention. And it's not surprising. I mean, when you see a 15-foot tall glowing tiger, you're going to stop and pay attention to it. But for 2017, it's actually the flickering screen that might prove to be more of a rare treat for fans of unusual Aussie cinema, thanks to those doyens of underground culture, J-Cats and Miss Death. It's a little lineup called Cult Cinema Australiana, and it's part of Vivid KX, the newly appointed King's Cross precinct of Vivid. It's a stellar lineup of Aussie cinema, both well-known and, let's say, more than a little fringe. Now, run it down a bit more for us. We've got J-Cats on the phone. Jay, welcome back to us here.
Oh, look, it's a joy to be with you and your listeners this morning, Nick. Thank you very much.
Well, it's always a joy to speak to you. Now, look, you've got an incredible lineup, including, let's be honest, just straight out here, Wake in Fright, easily one of the most chilling films ever made by Australia.
It's an astounding film. It was Jack Thompson's first feature film, and we're screening it on 16mm, so we're actually taking you back to the birth of cinema in many ways. I've got a beautiful IB Tech print that was struck from the original negative, and it might be one of the most complete prints in the world.
Wow, I did not realise that we had problems with prints of one of our best-known films.
For many years, the negative was lost, and it took a long time. I think the original editor, Anthony Buckley, found that, and it was at the Sydney Film Festival only a few years ago that they actually used it as the opening film, because it still is as powerful as what it was when it was shot in the 1970s.
Well, look, I was going to say, what I loved about the lineup, and we'll talk more about it soon, is that we're bringing this kind of cinema that was often treated very badly when it was first made, that wasn't well regarded. You know, we joke about the 10BA, the tax dodge that allowed so much Aussie films to get made. Used to, how did the joke go? It stood for the 10 bad actors you had to hire to get a film made. But, you know, we're talking about, you know, some good Aussie classics. I was amazed to say, and you're not showing it, but Dark Age, the giant croc horror, that only got played in cinemas a couple of years ago for the first time in Australia because Quentin Tarantino brought his own print over.
And look, I mean, Tarantino's done a lot to endorse cinema of that time. And if it wasn't for that early cinema pre-Mad Max, that was the launching pad for us onto the international stage. And it's what people term, and I think it's a derogatory term, exploitation cinema. Mm. But we really were launching out of the gate in such an extraordinary way. And you hit the nail on the head. A lot of this cinema has been neglected. The last film we're screening on Saturday, June the 17th, Sons of Steel, never actually got a theatrical run in Australia. It was shot in the mid-80s by Gary Keady, and it stars Jeff Duff in one of the most preposterous and outrageous roles you could imagine in a post-apocalyptic Sydney.
Wow. Wow. We've got one of my absolute favourites, Man from Hong Kong, which is this joyously weird blend of Australiana and Hong Kong action.
The amazing thing about that film, it was the first Asian-Western co-production in the world with the famous Shaw Brothers studio, Jimmy Wong Yu, and we've actually got one of the major actors from Mad Max and The Man from Hong Kong and the set live with us for a Q&A after the film, and that's Roger Ward. Roger's in his 80s, and just prior to The Man from Hong Kong, he's going to be screening the set on June the 9th. Man from Hong Kong is June the 10th. And I don't know if you know about the set. It's a very obscure film, but was the first Australian screenplay that dealt with gay issues. It's all about the Paddington art scene in the late 60s. And Roger wrote that in Tahiti on the set of The Mutiny of the Bounty with Marlon Brando.
No, I did not know that, and that's quite remarkable.
So, I mean, I can remember a time in Sydney where repertory cinema, especially the Valhalla, was robust. And you could get a film education even if you weren't doing some tertiary study on that level. And all these films that we're screening, 9 in total, starting on June the 1st, Thursday, Friday and Saturday nights for 3 weeks during Vivid, sort of highlight this state. They start in Bankstown with F.J. Holden, and they move in towards Sydney and really concentrate on King's Cross. And one thing the artists are doing for Vivid KX in King's Cross is highlighting how vibrant King's Cross was in the 70s, 80s and 90s, and how it is the birthplace of so much of our nightlife. I mean, the jazz scene started there with the El Rocco in the 50s. Lee Gordon brought the whole nightclub scene there in the 60s, right along the strip on William Street. And it was really, you know, where bohemian culture grew out. And it's funny that you spoke about Pandemonium there, because Pandemonium stars one of the bigwigs behind Dance Vivid, which is Ignatius Jones from the 70s band Jimmy and the Boys. And we're going to have the director Hayden Keaton there, and we're going to have Ignatius for that screening. But it is an outrageous, absolutely absurd movie, but it does show how introspective we were about our culture, how we could take a really defining look at ourselves and also laugh at the same time.
Which is, I think, maybe something we've missed a little bit. Our cinema is vibrant now, but it often tends towards, to me, it echoes back to Wake in Fright, the kind of cinema we're making these days.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, ironically, at the same time, Wake in Fright is being rebooted into a mini-series. Creve Stender is actually directing that at this stage. I think it's actually finished its production run and getting ready for editing and putting on the small screen. And I don't know if it can be rebooted. If anyone can do it well, it'll be Creve Stender's. But this was a film that was brought to us by Ted Kovchek, who was a Canadian director outside of the country and went on to do such absurd things as Weekend at Bernie's. But it is so beautifully filmed and shot. It is such an astounding moment in cinema, Donald Pleasence. And, you know, it's an adaptation from a novel that's one of the best adaptations that's ever hit the screen.
It's a powerful novel as well. And look, we've seen some pretty bad reboots of Aussie cinema. I didn't think much of the remake of Long Weekend. No.
I think what I just should quickly, Nick, if I can, if we've got the time, all these screenings are not just the films themselves, but they've got attached to them actors, directors, writers, philosophers and critics. So we've even got Gary Keady from the religious, Chris Hartney from the Religious Studies Department at Sydney University, who grew up in Bankstown, and he's going to be doing the whole thing on FJ Holden, which is a great insight into place and that whole notion of the suburbs of Sydney in the 70s. And I think on that level, we've also got very few seats. It's like 60 seats for each screening. They're going to be very intimate, personal screenings in the way I think films should be shown, and that is with an audience can sit down and discuss what they've seen after.
You do have an incredible guest list going along. We'll make sure there's details up on the 2SER.com website as well. Jay Katz, always a pleasure.